I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode on the Celtic Now and for our podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford, and today we're joined by Robert Boyle again on the panel. Robert, how are you doing, mate?
Aye, okay, Ryan, yourself?
Not bad, mate. Obviously, we're not really that good, are we? It's been another kind of poor week of this season. Obviously, St Johnstone game, mate, one each. Your initial thoughts after the game?
It's an absolute shit show. It's every week's the exact same. We're talking about how shite we are tactically, how easy we are to set up against, how we're not getting any merit of the players or the management. So, as we've spoken about for going 7-8 weeks now, it needs to change, it needs to make change, it needs to change. Nothing's changing. So what makes them think with him in charge and the players no playing under him or whatever, or the management, not just him, Kennedy and Stratton as well, what makes this board deals think that we're miraculously going to change room? It's not that he's missing 5 or 6 first-team players in that team. He's got missed his full-strength team there, and he's still no. We gave him an excuse of COVID and injuries, but there's only really 2 players that are out, Micah Johnson and James Forrest. So to me, it's just an absolute shit show, and the board and the management and everything struck back well now, mate. I've, at the end of my terror, like probably 90% of Celtic supporters.
I say we'll speak about that side of it, because I'm big agreeing with you on it, mate. It's an absolute farce. And the game yesterday, he goes 2 up against Forest County, then goes to 1 up front against St Johnstone when it's a league game.
Yep.
To me, I don't get this one man up front. It's no worked all season, so why is he doing it again? It's just, I don't know what your take on that is, mate, but for me, I don't know what he's...
Why does he go back to a back 3, Ryan? Again, why does he go back to a back 3 as well?
As I say, as you've said also, he's admitting that he's tried everything. He's trying the 3, he's trying the 4, he's trying the 5. Why don't you just stick with a formation and just go with it? Stick the same team. If it's 1 up, if that's what you want to play, then do it. But don't chop and change, because if you're chopping and changing, you're kind of basically admitting that you've not got a clue what you're doing. You've lost identity, you've lost everything about the team.
You see, if you're any sort of manager, to play against Celtic, they've no width. So you can play in the biggest part in the world, but you can narrow that part down because you know that there's no width on that part. You see it? They're tagging through the middle. Don't know, Frimpong and Laxalt on the wings, 2 kind of our wing-backs trying to attack. Didn't work. Everything goes through the middle again. He's got Christie at one side and Rogic at the other side of Edward. I'm baffled by the full lot, mate. I'm at the end of my terror, mate, to be honest with you. I've seen some bad Celtic teams and through history, and remember there's no winning trophies, but this neglect and the way the board and the management and the players are treating us this season is a total fucking farce from top to bottom. I just feel there's no even effort there. You can't tell me one player comes off that part on Sunday and says, I played 100%, I was brilliant, I gave my all, we were unlucky. We didn't. There's nae again. I didn't see the goalkeeper pulling off any 1 or 2 saves. One was a deflection. But I couldn't say we peppered their goal and then another day we could have beaten them 4 or 5-1. We didn't. Again, it's slow, it's passive. There's nae energy in the park. There's naebody tackling. They're all looking at each other running about the park to make to do their dirty work. It's just the same shite week in, week out. It's like watching a recording from 8 weeks ago. And then it's new, different teams that you're playing against. It's so I could set up a team to beat Celtic or even draw with Celtic. And that's, I'm not saying I'm a tactician, but I find it very, very easy to play against Celtic. And that's the simple answer. Now everybody knows that how we play. There's nothing there. There's no width on us.
Very, very easy to play against. I've been watching my dad, a few of my pals, when obviously, even before lockdown, we were playing well, but there's always, you've always got that kind of liability there. And for me, yesterday again, it proves it again. Christie, I thought, was anonymous, poor. His delivery is ridiculous. I don't know why he keeps getting on corners and free kicks. He's getting paid whatever it is, 10 grand a week, 8 grand a week, whatever it is. Training every day. Professional football player and can't cross the ball. I don't know if maybe that's not his game. Then fine, it's not his game. Don't put him on the corners. Don't put him on the free kicks because it's not working. Edouard yesterday for me, it does not look interested. It's he's not even making it hard for us to see now. He's just not even trying. I don't want to say guys are not trying because that's kind of against. That's just not right, but. The effort, I just can't see the effort there.
I don't see anybody gaining any 100% effort. I just see it all team individuals all just running a bit apart, as far as I can see. I mean, defensively, we're still shambolic. The first one was the one Beaton cleared off a line with a heater. It's another corner into the box. Nobody deals with it. Again, boy flicks it on. It comes back to Stevie May, he takes a shot and Beaton clears it. There's no communication. The goalkeeper doesn't communicate with the back three, four, whatever it is. The back three or four don't communicate with ourselves. They don't communicate with the goalkeeper. The boys in front of them don't communicate. It's just shambolic. It's honestly amateurish stuff at times, well apart. There's a photo going about and it shows you Brown pointing at Beaton pointing at Brown and Julian pointing across and they're all at each other. And there's a St Johnston player in between them. As if you go and all you go. To me, I don't know what the board must be watching a different Celtic for us because everybody can see there's change needed. But again, nah, we'll stick by him. I don't know why they can stick by him or how they can stick by him now. I just don't get it.
It's very like the same all the time. It's just like a repeated record every week. You're kind of. Obviously, we don't want to keep going back to Rodgers, right? Because the football, when he first came in, was outrageous. But we were used to that, and now we're watching the end of Dyer's kind of era. Slow, passive, no organisation. As you say, for me, the players look lost. And if you know yourself, you played football, most of the time, if it's Sunday league, Saturday, no matter what it is, you at least know your job. If it was for your own knowledge, or you're playing with the guys every week, but they just look, as you say, apart from Forrest and Mikey Johnson, it's relatively a strong team he's put out most weeks, the last few weeks. And St Johnson didn't really cause his. See, even Rangers when they put against us, right? For me, no teams, apart from AC Milan, obviously they could step it up when they want to. But in my opinion, no teams actually physically battered us down. Like, it's all Celtic's mistakes. It's just, but it's very poor, man.
They just know that we're terrified of balls into the box. As you've seen for the one with Stevie May there, that he hits a cross goal and Beaton clears, and then their goal is, it's a big throw-in. Nobody goes and deals with a throw-in. It's like a header just out, and then it falls to one of them, and then it's just a wee ball in behind the defence. Like, it's amateurish and Fring Pong doesn't know if he's defending it. And Beaton, I think it is, it's there on the right hand side to clue. He's no got a clue. The ball goes across the box. There's freedom wanting. Julian slides in with the boy half heartedly and the ball goes into the net. And you're just thinking, it's pathetic. The goals we're conceding is pathetic. It's no 30 yard screamers where you go, you can't do anything about that. The goalie, for me, isn't good enough. I've yet to see the guy pull a saver. He's just a big fucking piece of shite as far as I'm concerned. He's a big weakling, an absolute weakling. He's a big diddy as far as I'm concerned. Scott Baines is obviously no good enough. So right away, you need a goalkeeper in January. That's a must. We obviously need another defender in of some sort. A right back of it, I'm not sure. Because we don't know what fucking tactic line is. Point three back, four back, five at the back. We don't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. So how are we meant to have him though? I'm just scunnered with it, mate. I don't know what else to say with the full thing. You know, I didn't even expect us to win that game yesterday. I didn't. And that's the last 2 weeks I've said that. I'm not expecting us to win games because we don't create enough chances in the games.
It was actually one of my pals, he's a Rangers fan, that actually phoned me before the game, or talking about football and whatever else, and just general life. And then he says, oh, call you the day. I says, listen, I says, it's not a gimme. The way we are playing around, nothing's a gimme. He's like, no, he's a winner. I says, trust me. I says, we will drop me our points, and obviously we did. But the goal was ridiculous. Again, I watched it again, and you've got like four or five Celtic players and like one St. Johnstone player, and it's just, there's no shape again. It's all, see, the game for Thursday, I watched it a bit more detail. In the first half, the shape was all right. We were losing the ball, we were getting back in, and then as soon as we lost the goal, it just went to fuck. And
Al-Hamid again? Al-Hamid never had a great game against East Milan, but him and Frimpong kind of linked up well against East Milan, caused a wee bit of trouble down the right. Goes and traps a guy out of the team. I'm not saying he would have been good in that game, but these guys are trying to build up partnerships with people, trying to get, like, starting to build a momentum up with each other. If he's wanting to go, right, this is, I'm going to be the guy in charge. But he changes it every single week. Every week, nobody can get to build up a partnership well apart, because the only ones that are really kept in the team is Rogic in front, McGregor and Brown. And to me, that didn't work at the weekend either. They were what you wanted, as far as I was concerned. Rogic was never to be seen in the game. So you know after 20 minutes if Rogic has got to be a nice game or not. Elanussi, would I give you width? Doesn't he has him on the bench? You know what I mean? He's never played the same 11 players two games in a row as far as I can remember this season. How the fuck is a team meant to gel together and get results if he doesn't play with the same team?
It's hard to at any level if you're not consistently playing, especially with the spine you start for the goalkeeper. See, I know last year, I know they're saying it's kind of the same lineup as last year, right? Fair enough, right? But Julian and Ayer knew what they had behind them, and the goalie knew what they had in front of them. So right away, you've got understanding. You know who you're playing against every week. They might make mistakes, but you know the goalie's maybe going to save something, like the Rangers game. Again, we could go back. I'll talk about that later on in the podcast. But for me, it's just the same stuff all the time. And we'll talk about the fucking statement that I didn't want to talk about. We'll talk about it later. But the St. Johnstone game, overall, mate, it was poor, wasn't it? It was just, and then he's at that. We can talk about Elanussi's goal, and I can't really be bothered talking about it anymore, because I want to talk about his after game, the comments, Lennon. No fit. The team's no fit. Man, man, that's you and your backroom staff. That's why you get sports scientists. That's why you employ these fitness guys who get all the technology, GPS belts. What the fuck are they getting used on then if they're no fit? He's questioning Tumble's fitness. For me, that's an insult to the boy.
A guy who's just come back for COVID. No, I mean, it's
an absolute insult. He's just came back for COVID, as you says. At Motherwell, he went through a bad knee injury. And I don't know if people have watched his documentary. It was on YouTube and stuff. The all the effort he put in to get fit, and then he's moaning about he's not fit because he's not getting played. Griffiths, he gave you a bit more yesterday, but again, he sees he's not fit. He sees carrying something. Again, whether or not that's just from a fan's perspective, he might tell you otherwise, looking at his body fat and whatever else. I don't know what these sports scientists they know, but it just doesn't. Every player looks half it. It was the same last season between the summer to December, we looked half it, and then we turned a corner. But do I expect it to happen this year? No, you can't rely on it all the time, but I was just really annoyed about his comments. He's just, as you say, talking about Rangers, see if Rangers, Stevie G, yeah, that other side of the city, says what Lennon's saying, we would be slotting fuck at the guy. We'd be trolling him on our Twitter. This guy's repeating nonsense. He's saying this, he's lost the dressing room. And now we're the laughing stock.
You say that Wolves are lacking a pizzazz. What does that even mean, a pizzazz? You know what I mean? To me, the guy, he's honestly, people are saying he's a Celtic legend, right? And he probably does go down in that category. But what I said a few weeks ago is, this is demising the game by game. The longer he's staying there, the longer he's saying, oh, I'm at Celtic heart. No, he's no Celtic heart. He's got his fucking wallet at heart. That's the simple thing about it. And the board don't want to sack him because it's going to cost too much money. They want him to walk and he doesn't want to walk. To me, he's just absolutely taking the piss out of everybody now. He doesn't want to give up his 40 grand a week wage. It's as simple as that. He will run us right into the ground before he walks away. That's the way he'll do it. And that's the sad thing about it.
Because two wins in 12 games, all competitions, no won a game since the 17th of October. That's just, for Celtic, for any club, that's not on, man. It's just the fans can see it, and you've got all the media sprouting, all the absolute idiots in the media that we don't like listening to in their columns. And then you've got the board coming out to the fucking the puppet Keith Jackson, the journalist that they always give me fucking snippets to. And it's him that's coming out and telling us stuff. And they're sitting there no saying nothing to the fans because they know what we're going to say. It's just, it's embarrassing. And the game yesterday is just, for me, it's done. We just need to focus on Lille again on Thursday. We just need to hope we get a result, a performance. And but I'm actually going to, for the board, and as you say, strip it all back. For me, the first, talking about the board, start for Donny Dyer. I thought maybe he was maybe the right guy at the wrong time in a way. But for me, the board, cheap option. He was met by the assistant manager, supposedly. And obviously, Roy Keane knocked his back. Same as Lennon. When Lennon first came in, he was kind of the cheap option. Dyer was more about, when Dyer came in and Lennon left, he was talking about the fitness, the diet, the players. Is that the same this time around? That he's giving them too many days off, he's giving them, he's no falling the right, I don't know. But Dyer was no happy when he came in and he spoke about that in the media. And I think we've seen it a few on Twitter. People have kind of took screenshots of it. And it's just as a, we can strip it all back. It's just an absolute.
The dinosaur. The guy's a dinosaur in management. He's stuck back to when he was playing.
Aye.
And football's evolved a lot more than that now. It's a lot more further forward, a lot more sports science, as you say, a lot more detailed. I don't think he's got a clue about details and stuff like that, about how to set up a shape, how to defend corners. How to defend corners isn't very hard, is it? Let's be honest. But probably just the details of when to attack your ball and stuff like that. I think he was there to sell. He's a self-motivator. That's what Lennon is. Screaming in your face, shouting at you, trying to get guys up for games, trying to tell people, well, if we do this right, we do that right. But man management, he's clueless. He's been fun his full career. Anybody that's got a bit of knowledge about tactics, he's fun wanting against him. He doesn't know how to set up. He's telling you that himself against the Huns at Park Quay. I don't know, we need to come up with a new tactic. What do you mean you need to come up with a new tactic? They don't change their tactic. They know exactly how they're playing. You don't know how to play against it, so to me that's terrible to a football manager if he can't adjust his team to different situations when I park. It's all coming back to haunt us, and as you say, the cheap options just pay when they're cracks. The cracks will always come back through, and this has now shown it. And the board now are just letting it whimper out at 10. Well, now, see if we change the management, the first game against Sparta Prague, we still had a slim chance in the Europa League. We'd have still been in the League Cup and we'd still be a bit further forward than the league. No, we're out of the League Cup, we're out of Europa League, and we've got the league hanging by a thread. We've got a Scottish Cup on the 20th of December against Hearts. What happens if he gets beat that? Are they still going to let him go? They're going to let him go to the 2nd of January, where you could take a trouncing off Rangers, and then your season is totally gone by the start of January. Four competitions, you've been knocked out of. And what are they going to turn around and say? What's going to be the excuse? See, to be honest with you, the fans should start going with their numbers, taking back their season book money. for last season that not a lot, thousands haven't even took yet. And then if it doesn't go that way, don't buy your season books and don't buy out the Celtic show. That's the only way this board will ever listen to us as support. That's the only way I would feel. Let's go to that sad stage.
Aye, as you said, it is getting to a stage where it's something I never think. You think about doing, no buying your strips, no going. It's probably the same way Rangers fans felt, let's be honest. As much as we hate them, they had it for 9 years. No, the board always take money off them, this and that. See, at the end of the day, see, if you're not getting the value in the park, what you're paying for, then you're every right entitled to ask for the back, in my opinion. It's not just that, it's not even, you can take getting beat as, before I came on here, my dad was talking about it, and he says, Ryan, you can take getting beat. We can all take getting beat, but we can take it if you're trying and the team's, if he's trying everything and the team's put, you can beat 2-1 and 2-0 and you're just, but see the some of the stuff we can beat with, it's fucking, it's not even, I don't know what to say anymore. It's just very hard to watch.
Ryan, it's all half-hearted. Everything's half-hearted for the players, the management, the board. Everything's half-hearted. The board gamble every single fucking year on a Champions League qualifier. This year, we've played with a fucking attacking midfielder as a striker. Right? So we needed a striker. Couldn't get a striker. We get a Yeti and he's unfit. Every year, the year before under Rodgers, we were screaming it for a centre-half. Boy, I was out injured. Nah. Mm-hmm. We'll go without a centre-half. We'll put Beaton in at the back. That's every year. The last 3-4 years, we've gambled. And then we'll go and try and sign a player. That's, our board has neglected the team for years. They go and buy stupid things like fucking disco lights at $2.5 million when you're screaming out for a centre-half. Let's be honest.
No,
we'll do the Celtic way up. Because the Celtic way will get us into the Champions League, won't it? Because it scores 20 goals a season. The disco lights score 15 goals a season. It's absolute bullshit, mate. They're just trying to make us out to be fucking scapegoats. Well, we did try. We tried to get this guy in. We tried to get that in. They're more interested in making the outside of the stadium and the disco lights and everything else. And, well, we'll build a hotel and we'll build a big museum and that. They couldn't give us a fuck about a museum, disco lights or Celtic. What Celtic fans care about is the product on the park. If the product on the park's good, you'll make your money to then build stuff like that. It's just the most important thing about Celtic's the team on the park. Nothing else. And Peter Lawwell's bonuses and all that shit. They're just taking the absolute fucking piss out of us, to be quite honest with you.
Aye, well, you're talking about Lawwell, you're right. I agree with what you're saying, mate. If the product's on the park, you're not going to get your fans coming to fucking going to Celtic way. If you don't get product in the park, you're not going to get exciting games at Celtic Park to have your fucking disco lights. You're not going to get all that if you don't have the product on the park. Talking about Lawwell, right, for me, you spoke about it. My opinion is, right now, right, you pay good wages for a high standard of a Premier League manager with Rodgers, right? You get what you get with Rodgers, you go to the product in the park, you get everything else. Instead of getting Lawwell 6-8 grand a week, which he's fucking getting, why not give that to a fucking top draw manager that's going to give you success? I don't see the harm in that. I don't see financial how it's no possible either. Why don't he take 30 grand a week and fucking give the rest of 30 to a top manager?
Why does he still take his bonuses? When we don't get Champions League, why is he still getting £2 million bonuses? He's took £15 million out of Celtic in bonuses alone if he came into Celtic. £15 million. I'd say we've probably made the Champions League about 4 times out of the, what's he been here, 2012 year or something? I think it was 2008, that's around about there, 2006, around about there. He came in and he's took £15 million in bonuses. I don't see us getting to Champions League quarterfinals. In that time, I've never seen us getting go to the last 16. No, Stratton goes to the last 16 twice.
And Lennon does another, didn't he?
Aye, and Lennon. But I don't see us being constantly doing an Ajax and get the semi-finals and quarter-finals of Champions League, or even got a Europa League final. I don't see it. So why does he justify £15 million just in bonuses? He's probably took about £30 million at Celtic. Our club wasn't built on making guys rich. Our club was built on looking after the poor, and that's what it's about. We don't even give the minimum wage to some of the employees at Celtic, but he can justify 6-8 grand a week. Come on, mate. It stinks that absolute fucking shit show, man.
we all know what's wrong. And as you say, the only way you're going to get a change, obviously, we've all heard rumours that he's supposedly leaving the end of the season. See, when it comes to, it's all right, them saying we're financially secure, right? Fair enough, I accept that. We've went through a pandemic, we're still secure, I understand that, brilliant. It's all good for the figures, it's all good for statistics. But see, if you look on the park, it's just no going well at all. Let the manager, get a good manager, if it is somebody, the Cabo Rodgers, again, will we get that again? I don't know. Let him take the football side of it. Lowell, Desmond and Ian Bankier, who are another guy, him. The less about him, the better. No, Tory, don't want that, Davey. For me, it's just, but accepting media obviously, it's ridiculous, man. Brendan Rodgers left, right, we were all sick. I was sick, you were sick, everybody was sick. See, looking now on hindsight, it was probably right to go, right?
The guy seen it was coming, right?
Aye. See, when he left, right, aye, we were all devastated, right? But he gave us about 6 months or so to get a manager in. He gave us time to replace all of it. He gave Lennon a stepping stone. I think it was about 12 points or 10 points ahead or something, or 8 points or something, yeah. Whatever it was. He left us. Aye. So, on hindsight, now you strip it all back and you calm down and you look at it. He left us all right, right? He left Lennon the squad and whatever else. Yep. But we've not been able to get another manager. They've waited and gambled on us. What happens if we lost that treble? Would you have kept the job? Or would they went, oh shit, now we need to panic? We'll get
have they never had a plan B? They don't seem to have a plan B for anything. They've told you this all wrong.
We quoted Mourinho, fucking Benitez, all these guys. But obviously, you yourself, you get hyped up when you see it in the press and Twitter. You get hyped up, and then obviously, you've won a treble, you're buzzing out your nut. And then, as we've spoken about before, Lennon got appointed, and you're kind of like refreshing your Twitter. And like, what? No. You're deflated, man. You've got to just strip it back, pay your money for the good managers who are out there. If it's your Ralph Raniak, the old Leipzig guy, if it is going out and being ridiculously trying to get Poch, I know it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, but
the money's right. It's simple.
Peter Lowell, right? Why can't you just go and offer Poch 60 grand a week?
Exactly.
I know it would never happen, right? Because that's just taking you out of the question. But you've got to want better. For me, it's just the way he was appointed, I felt it was wrong. I was deflated. He's a yes man to me, and I think when Rodgers left, I think they were happy because Rodgers isn't a yes man. You can see he's not a yes man. You can see it through his press conferences, talking about transfers, blah, blah, blah. Talk about Rodgers, when he was here, some of the guys who you're rumoured with, they were very, very good players. Like the guy he signed for Leicester, the right back, Castagna, he was rumoured to go to us. I think we bid £6 million or something, whatever it was, and get knocked back. He's went to Leicester for £20 million. So, is it the money that or is it just the fact that it was Rodgers was there and we were linked with these guys and he knew what was coming and he left? For me, the standards have dropped big time. The fitness has dropped. We didn't even speak to our managers.
Rodgers knew that Lustig was coming to the end of his time and he wanted to replace him with quality because Lustig was quality and they didn't do it. They wanted to replace Brown in the middle of the park with McGinn. Quality on quality. The board didn't do it. So Rodgers must have looked at it, man. So I'm just going to get game anybody that they bring in. Some daft guy that I don't even know about, like your Marvin Sveds, who Rodgers didn't even know anything about. Mm-hmm. So Rodgers seen it all coming and went, you know what, I'm not hanging my fucking neck out the line for Peter Lowell. Somebody else can do it. It's as simple as that. So at the end of the day, the guy did leave, but I now know why he left. He's seen this all coming behind the scene, but couldn't come out and tell the fans, obviously.
And there's a lot of things to talk about that at all. We didn't speak to our managers, right? So, again, no plan B for Lennon. The fact they've come out and says that's ridiculous. So, you're not doing your job as a board, as a chief exec, as a chairman, Demons is a major shareholder, whatever. They're not doing their job properly. It's just we need a false threat, back, my opinion. Even if we go on and win the 10, which obviously it doesn't look good to know. Inside, you hope and pray the team can turn it around and blah blah blah. But even if you win 10 0, there's going to be major changes next year.
I don't think Dermot Desmond will be interested in Celtic, to be quite honest with you. They might have a lot of money. But how many times have you ever seen a guy at Celtic Park?
Is he not an Arsenal fan or something, Manu or something? He's supposedly a fan of somebody down south.
In golf, that's what he's into. He's probably that JP McManus that used to own Manu, so he's into all the with him and likes playing golf. He's not at Prince Gore's, oh, he's Celtic mad, that. He's not Celtic mad, my arse. He's interested in making money out of Celtic in a business sense and hoping that one day we get to a Premier League or an Atlantic League where he can make millions off his
money.
That's a sad reality.
Obviously, in the summer, we kind of thought, me personally, I get soaked into it. I thought it was a good transfer one day when I looked. We got a goalie, we got a centre-back, we got that. So eventually, it was too late again. Gambled in the fucking Champions League. He came too late. We signed Tumbo. No playing him. Foster. We're crying out for a goalkeeper. We don't know the stumbling block with that. The guy, Tony. Why not get him? We signed a Jetty. He wasn't fit. Brought him in. Barkas, Duffy and Maxwell. It's just...
He wanted to come to Celtic, but the Celtic board wouldn't push the boat out to get him. And Barry Fry just came out the paper the other day.
I've seen that.
I'd already heard about all this, so I had that meant to be Tony's missus is Scottish, and he'd have came to Celtic in a heartbeat. He was happy to come to Celtic, but the board wanted to sell Edward before they could get Tony or whatever. They wouldn't pay the money that Barry Fry wanted. So, again, neglect the board.
We've been crying out, even under Rodgers and Dyer. We had obviously Van Dijk, but even take away him, we've been crying out for years for two big solid defenders at the back. No nonsense, just play football. Just defend, no play football. Just do your job, don't concede goals. We let Sinclair out, go to Preston. For me, I'm still baffled by it. I know his form wasn't the best, but it was an option. It was at least 10 goals, 15 goals a season out of the window. Didn't replace him.
Could be a assist, I know.
We let Johnny Hayes go and Simonovic go. Probably two average players, yes, but Hayes was always reliable. He'd done his job. But here last in our season as a squad player, probably. Simonovic, he had 1 year left. We all know his knee was fucked. But see if he can play Saturday and then Saturday and he's all right, then play him. It's an option. Yeah. Instead of, as you say, sticking Beaton at the back, I'd rather go with Simonovic. People might disagree with me, but I thought the guy was decent. I've always said that, see if teams for Italy or France bid for you or want you, you must have something about you, because especially Italians, they don't, very rarely do they look at players that can I defend. And obviously, I think there's a few Italian teams looking at Jozo after a year, and then they were wanting him. But we let him go. Gavin Stratton comes in, despite supposedly, I seen on that Celtic State of Mind podcast that John Paul Dyke says he's heard that supposedly assistant managers and whatever said to Celtic, right, we'll come, we'll talk to you. And he says no. They went with Gavin Stratton. Again, no doing, as you say, negligence, no doing the proper job, interviewing guys, looking at them. It's just, I'll go into the actual results side in a minute, but I just want to get a take on that, mate. It's just, there's so many things that are just, it's nip and tuck now. It's, we've seen it coming, but now it's coming, and now we're just, it's exploding.
It's just, if you tap to bottom, mate, it's total neglect. It's just arrogance about them and all, Ryan. I just feel, they just felt what, one step ahead of Rangers, we'll always be one step ahead of Rangers. No matter what we'll do, we'll always just be ahead of them. We've let them, we've had their foot in their neck. and all you had to do was crush it. And we go and win this league at this season, we've got blown Rangers out of work because they then need to sack Gerrard. They're then in financial ruins because they're no making money half winning leagues, no getting a chance at the Champions League. We had all that in our grasp to do that, and we've just gradually took our foot off our net. And just as you say, transfers with Peter Lawwell, no getting deals done out of the line, bringing Lennon in, bringing Gavin Stratton in. It's just, as you say, there's no homework done in all this. This is just, Lennon's a good Celtic man. He'll come in, he'll do as I tell him. Oh, that's Gordon Stratton's boy. Gavin Stratton will bring him in. Letting guys like Damien Duff go without even putting up a fight to try and keep a guy. Everything's just downgraded. For your centre horse, your right back, your left back, everything's downgraded, the goalkeeper. Now you're going to start downgrading your midfield and all that. Your strikers are waiting downgraded because you're getting rid of Dembele. You're not replacing them. The management's been downgraded. Everything's just been downgraded. Everything for your management, your players, your scouting system's all been downgraded. And this is the effects it on it. It's all come to a boil. We've all seen it now for what it actually is. It's total neglect, total fucking ignorance for them. And now it's coming back to bite us on the arse. And now the way they're treating us with the results business as if it's just acceptable to win two games in 12. It's a shambles. No way we'll make a difference is no renowning our season books and no got to the club show, which will be very hard for us again.
Aye, but I think they know that. If they put that on new strip next year and it's nice, people will buy it. Like myself, I bought a new training gear. As much as I hate them, but their dent is, if they put something out I like, I'll buy it. It's just, they're no daft in that sense. But for me,
I've had my season book for about 23 years and I've no gate up, but
aye,
the way I'm going now, I feel like just going down and flinging it right at Celtic Park's front doors. That's just the way I feel. I feel absolutely...
I think it's you and a lot of fans, mate. It's not just a minority, as we say. And for me, it's all been... See the fact that he didn't actually have his... He didn't get to pick his own backroom staff either. Obviously, Damien Duff was there, but Duff would have been somebody who I would have kept. Obviously, we've heard rumours about he wanted Tommy Johnson, all that. We don't know. I don't know nothing. I'm just going by Twitter rumours and WhatsApps. Nobody knows the truth unless you know people inside Park Quayed. It's just all rumours. And again, but rumours can be true. But for early season, the qualifiers, man, it was just Ferencváros game. We didn't get any money for that. So a team we should be beating, I don't care if they were close to beating Juventus. I don't care because that game, we, by half-time, the game should have been done. We get in Sarajevo, Europa League qualifiers, poor, very lucky. Then, look at this season, that disaster European group we're in, most goals against, and then the Rangers defeat. Everything's just, it's all hit us at once, and I don't think, we're no shocked as fans. Obviously, we want success, we want to win everything, but we can take getting beat. We've been beat before, we can take it, but then as you say, it's just pure neglect, man. It's just pure daylight robbery neglect at the board. We don't know anything about money, financial. We don't know what goes behind the scenes, but whatever goes behind the scenes is just, it stinks for the core. We all know, no matter what, if we win the league this year or no, there's going to be a fire sale. Guys like Edouard, Ncham, but see, even on them night, how can they? It must be due to what they're doing in training. It must be what Lenny's doing, because how can they guys under Rodgers be flying, fit, fucking scoring goals for everywhere to can do? It's all for the manager, and it's all for the board. It's all for, it's all a big cauldron. It goes for one. It's the Dons. He's doing and doing and doing and doing.
Yeah.
It's just, for me, the club's been doing holding now. And again, is it because, as us as fans, are we putting too much on the 10 in a row? No, I don't think we are. See, if you're at Celtic, if you're a player and you don't want to be in a season where, if you win this league, obviously, we want to win the treble every year. You want to win doubles. You want to win doubles, right? But see, end of this season, we win the league, you go, right, oh, first county gamer, oh, fuck it. We won the league, but it's, you've got to look at the new, and it's very, very it's all doom and gloom. See, in the summer, when we signed some players, before the Ferencváros game, we were all kind of optimistic, win the league and this and that, and then we've just totally... I know the word I can use is neglect, aye? It's just pure neglect.
We're not going to win any games anytime soon. If we do, it's not going to be pretty. It's as simple as that. It's going to be a scrape to the line job if we win it. I couldn't tell you this season when I seen us a full game, played half a game's no bad, but we've been good and players have cut. The players are playing as individuals and that's just going to be how it's going to pan out. To me, that's just going to be left to rot. They're just going to let it rot away and just stay where it's staying. And it's going to be too late by the time they want to make change. They don't want to spend money on a manager in a pandemic. They don't want to spend money on more players because Lennon will just accept that he's been given, that's it. The team he's been given, that's it. I think that's just going to, it's just going to float out to be an absolute farce of a season, to be quite honest with you. That's the way I can see it. And I don't know how they'll recover for that Celtic because thousands will be in other books. Thousands, the top tier will be a big massive banner across it again. And that'll be down to the Celtic board and the management. And I don't even know who want to touch a job after that, to be honest with you. It's just reeks of pure shite to me.
It's just very hard to... I see because you've been used to success. But see, even this season, we've kind of no really had the best of transfer windies. I could tell you the last windy where maybe the first with Rodgers, maybe brought in Sinclair and guys like that, fair enough. But we've not had, even on our diary, we didn't have good windows. I want to know who sanctions players. Because see, under diary, we had guys like Carlton Cole. Who the fuck sanctioned that? Listen, I'm in no way, in any sort of way, to slag football players, right? Because, one, I didn't make it myself. Two, I'm a fucking 12 and a half stone. I've no got the ability of a football player. So I can't, but as a fan, you've got to look at the board and go, how can you look at him and go...
Can't tell me Ronnie Dyler looked at Carlton Cole and went, that's a type of player I want to see. That's not today with Ronnie Dyler.
No chance. Calling Kazim Richards, come on, man.
Who signs
these guys? I think the fans... It's the same way you see the way Rangers were under Big Pedro signing guys like Penna and all that. That's the way some of the signings have been like, even under Rodgers, we signed £1 million for Gamboa. Can I get a game for West Brom?
I know.
Jack Hendry playing in Dundee, £1 million.
£2 million
in Duds.
I know. That's frightening, isn't it? Who's actually watching these guys and going, I can turn them into players?
I've spoken about in detail my dad. See, in other podcasts, I've said it doesn't take 5 weeks to scout a player, but what I meant by that was it shouldn't take you 5 weeks to get a deal on the line. See, if you like somebody, go and scout them, get it done. None of this, as you say, we'll wait to Champions League.
Look at this boy, the American boy now, McKenzie.
I've seen that today.
I've read that he's one of the brightest young talents coming out of America. Now it's coming out that Celtic had the chance to sign him in the summer, but they went and caught Shane Duffy. Why would you go and get a guy who's not getting a game at Brighton to a boy that's coming through that's promising America? Surely a guy that's promising coming through, young boy, American, seems more appealing to you than a guy who's sitting on a bench at Brighton. Just my opinion, maybe. But I just feel it all. We're going to the Premier League, right? We're signing guys like Shane Duffy for Brighton. Bench. Got to West Ham, signing a guy for fucking West Ham's bench and a Yeti, can I get a game? We got to Southampton to sign a guy, Elanussi, who's on Southampton's bench, or can I get into the squad? Why are we going to get Premier League teams that are doing rough or run about the bottom, they're only winning it and got to their benches and got to their squad and going, well, he'll be a cracker. If he's not doing it down there, what's to say he's going to come up here and be fucking spectacular and brilliant? I'm not getting a signing policy at all, mate. I'm not getting it at all.
I don't think we've actually had it for years, mate. I think, see, bringing Rodgers in, I don't want to say it papers the cracks because what he done for us was you pay for what you get, and see any day now, right? If you go to Primark, you buy a £5 tap, find a few washes, it's going to rip, it's going to discolour. But if you go to a designer outlet, you pay £100 for a tap, it's going to last you a long time. For me, that's a, it might be a shite thing you kind of balance it on. But if you pay 50 grand a week, 60 grand a week for a good top quality manager, you're going to get top quality bathroom staff, you're going to get top quality scouts. Fair enough, Rodgers' scouts for Matt Congham was a bit of a sham, mate. But Rodgers knew the English market. Sinclair, for me, was an absolute genius signing. £4 million in him was an absolute... For me, it was... I know he was doing a wee bit in his third season, but that first season was frightening. That's it. Fair enough. He might have been, like you're there on the season, but he was still playing with Villa in and out of the team. But he came up here and just totally... I don't know what it is with the signing policy. I really don't. You'll get the wee gems like your Dembele's, blah, blah, blah. But we let Tierney go for £25 million, right? We all knew probably by the end of that season, or when he left at the start, he was going to go, Tierney. He was going to go at some point. How could they not get a left back? They all knew he was going to go for between 20 and 40 million. We all knew that, right? How can they not scout somebody?
How no buying somebody in just 6 months before Tierney leaves and just let him build his sell into the team? What Aaron Hickey, just say for instance, the boy Hickey. Mm-hmm. Right, we've identified Hickey. Just say for him, for a right, Hickey, you're going to be on the right left back, but we're going to blend you in just bit by bit this season. Your game, Tierney will be injured, you'll get blended in, and then for 6 months, blend him in. Tierney goes away in the summer. That boy's then going to hit the ground running because he'll know exactly. He's been in the team, he knows exactly how the team plays. He's watched Tierney, he knows how Tierney plays and what Celtic look for. As simple as that. But as you say, everything's just £25 million for Tierney, great, brilliant deal. Then you've got Johnny Hayes as your left back, which is a left winger, right? Then you've no got a left back, so you go and sign Ball and goal at £3 million. Doesn't work out, guys, an absolute shambles. You go and sign Greg Taylor at £2.2 million. The Camark, all right player, probably never going to be in the breath of Tierney, no bad defensively, right? So that's you then spent £5.5 million in two players. Then I don't know what you're paying for Laxalt. You're probably paying him a couple of million for a loan deal and all that. And at the end of it, you're stuck with £10 million you've spent a Tierney's money and you're no guaranteed a left back that's there to replace him because we don't know if he fancies Greg Taylor or Laxalt's going to sign a deal or he just can't find a left back to suit it. We just don't know. Lustig goes away, no replacement for him. Boyata's left, we've never had a replacement for him. With Foster's left, I've never had a replacement for him because the goalkeeper's come in, he's not done it. Craig Gordon leaves, no replacement for him. To me, we've no plan B. If plan A doesn't work, we've no plan B, C or D. You should have A, B, C, D through everything, through goalkeepers, through left-backs, right-backs, centre-half, centre-mids, defensive mids. There should always be three or four plans to every player. And it just, to me, if plan A doesn't work, we'll scrabble about and try and do something. That's just the way it seems to me at Celtic.
I just don't know. See, like the guy who was Paul AC Milan's best players, you know, the guy Hogg or something during the week. £4 million, right? For Bodo Glimt, I think they're Norwegian, right? I think they're just won that league. How can we not sign a guy like that for £4 million before teams like that go in? Where's your scouting system? Where are they scouting? Is it just doing south for scouting? Or is it in... Because Ball and Goalie, see, that was out of the blue for me, right? Against Rangers, it was brilliant. After that, that was it, done. It was no better to be seen. I don't know. Obviously, we can't get the access to what they do behind the scenes, but I'd love to know what the scouts do. Because we only seem to see the wee gems, like Hooper. Hooper was down south.
Yeah,
I'm going to say I wasn't really saved a gem because people did hear the name. You've seen it on Sky Sports. I've seen him. So that wasn't somebody that was just plucked out there. You've no go to like Dyer. Like Ayer's all right, right? Ayer gets his critics right, but again, he's a defender. He's a midfielder playing as a defender. I would like to see Ayer playing in centre mid to see how he is because he's very good. at taking the ball out, sometimes that's priceless, man. See, taking that ball out for defence, it's, I don't know what he'd be like in midfield. Again, Dyer signed him, and I think Dyer, was it Dyer that no got the ball rolling for Dembele, wasn't it, for the left? Wasn't it?
Sorry?
Dembele, was he no already in the ball before Rodgers came in with Dyer? Thank you, wasn't he?
Aye, so
obviously Dyer did sign some duds and all, but you want to know what we are scouting? How can we not get these £1-2 million guys? Like Wanyama, you can't get Wanyamas all the time. So you've got to keep scouting, and even somebody signs Rodgers made Sifki. Who the fuck told him to sign Nadia Sifki? Dyer. I'm an absolute farce.
I'm going to go through some of Celtic signings, right? I just say the last 2 years, right? I'm going to hit you with a few of them, 2 seconds.
No, it's very... The signings policy is a joke, mate. Some of the stuff were signings just... It's just no update.
Right, let's get through some of their signings, Ryan, right? Recruitment failures for 2014, right?
Right, go for it.
Compare. Marvin Compare, right? £1 million. That Benyu, the wee guy.
Aye, Benyu.
Kouassi, £3 million. Jack Hendry, £2 million. Doris De Vries, £750,000. Gamboa, £1 million. Azagueri was all right. I suppose that was a sex signing. Masonda for Chelsea, £2 million loan. Daniel Alzani for Man City, I think it was about £500,000 loan. Oliver Burke, Morgan, Bolingoli, Connell, O'Connor, Afolambi, Gutman, Perez, Soro, Kamara, Taylor, Sved, Toljan, Gary McKay, Stevens, Cole, Kanzima, Kazim Richards, Scott Allen, Nadia Sifji, Yanko, Bailey, Blackett, Tonev, Birgit, Skepovic, Wicasso. That must be about 40, 50 million of absolute garbage here, mate. That was just ones I'd seen in Rook Dunham.
That's scary, that. I'm sure Spekovic was £2 million, I know.
That's not including Bayo or Clamara or Soro up to now.
See the guy Soro, right? We don't know what he's like.
I know.
We don't know. But yeah, we're sitting saying he's a flop because he's no playing. There's just the full things. The list could go on, couldn't it?
Oh, it could, mate. Aye. Surely, as you're saying, right, somebody that's bad at their job, you'd be sacked. How is the scouts not being stepped back and going, you're sacked, and restructure the whole scouting system? How is that not been restructured? Because there's not been many successes for John Parkland. All right, John Park got a lot wrong, but he made a lot of money for the club as well. So the scouting system, to me, the scouting system alone should be, that should be where a lot of money is spent on. Mm-hmm. You should have the right scouts in there. And have that structured right. If it has to be £5 million, £6 million a year to have scouts in, then that's what we need to do to then go out and find the talent before anybody else. Because I think we're sleeping at the wheel on that one.
I think we've been sleeping for a few years, mate, with Oxit. And then obviously that statement, the last wee bit I want to talk about, mate, is the statement today. Just came out a few years ago, Bat and Lennon. It's an absolute disgrace, in my opinion. I just don't know see what I take for the article. They're basically saying we've no other options. We'll see you January, and then we'll go for there. Wait, we've still got games to play before then. We've got a cup final to play. It's just
two competitions, three competitions: the Champions League, the Europa League, and the League Cup.
And you're 14 points.
You've got to let them do the knockers out of Scott. Fuck is in the Scottish Cup final and then fuck is in the league, and you'd be left with a Scottish Cup to then fight for. That's, to me, I don't see us winning anytime soon, and it's hurting me to say that, but I don't see that team that's going to miraculously change your night. The only way that will change your night is if you bring a different manager in. Bring somebody in to help him, I don't know. Bring a Martin O'Neill, bring a Gordon Strachan. If he needs somebody to help him, admit it. Just say, I need somebody else to help me. Or me, I'll be, I don't know. Somebody in to bring him to bring him back round, because at the end of the day, nothing's going to let him get that ball. They're not getting rid of him anytime soon. And it's hurting the fans so much that it's fucking... I think, because I don't know how deep they let this hole dig before they pull the plug on it.
We can see some of his comments now. It's psychological, they're this, they're leggy, they're this and that, but that all comes for yourself. How can this team last year that won all this success just go down like this? I don't understand it. I don't care. It can't be to do with fitness as in your legs, because they've been playing 3 games a week for fucking years, most years. So that, and they're a big enough squad to rotate. So I don't know where it's coming from, or this nonsense.
They're not interested in spending the money that's needed to try and rescue 10 in a row. They're happy enough to just let that play out the way it goes. And to me, that's just total shambolic for the board. But to me, I'm no surprised anymore with Celtic and how they treat the fans and how they treat the club. It's just a business at the end of the day. To me, that's where we need somebody to come in and buy a Peter Lawwell. Dermot Desmond. I've heard a wee rumour, which I'll not say anything about because it's private and confidential for somebody. There's a Celtic guy, Celtic minded, that's meant to be going to put his offer towards Dermot Desmond. But whether that fucking Irish cunt will accept it is a different matter. But this guy, if he did take care of Celtic, he would. He's a Celtic supporter. He goes to every game. He's got a box at Celtic Park. He's got the money. So if this guy comes in, he'll do what the fans want because he's one of us. I don't see Dermot Desmond being one of us. Well, Peter Lawwell now just looks like he's just a businessman now. So
it's, I agree with what you said there, mate. And then obviously, European game for Thursday, the real game, it's, you don't want to say it's a dead rubber game because it's still a European game. It's still a chance to get money, coefficient, whatever. It's still a chance to win a game and put a performance in. Didn't know where we start for there, to be fair.
Nah, Lennon will only know his team either. He'll probably go with his strongest team that he thinks possible. He will only give guys a chance. Well, this is a time that the fans would accept him giving guys a chance, because at the end of the day, the guys who he thinks is the first 11 or whatever are the best players, they're not doing it. So it's a chance to maybe blend in a youngster or blend in your David Tumbles and that and give him a chance. You know what I mean? The only way we're going to find out if these guys are any good, your Sorrows, your Kalamalas, where we've seen a wee bit of Kalamala, get Griffiths on, get him fit. A Yeti, just try and get players fit. Anthony Ralston, I don't know, just bring boys in and give them a chance, because at the end of the day, we need a freshness about us. We need new players in, and we've got to give these boys a chance at some point.
And also, a few questions for you, mate, put towards you as well. Who do you think would be the right man to take over then, in your opinion? No, the board level as in the manager. Who would be the right man to take over Neil Lennon?
Eddie Howe, I would love, as I said before, Michael O'Neill or Graham Potter or Sam Ard. My four candidates would be him. Sam Ard, I'll just write athlete away because I don't think they'd bring him in. Don't be a short term. Eddie Howe, Graham Potter or Michael O'Neill for Stoke would be the three candidates I'd be happy with if that's what the shortlist became.
I've been Eddie Howe all along, mate, since this has all kind of come out. And also, another question, we need a long-term plan, every day. A long-term plan, it shouldn't be just the future, it shouldn't be 6 months, a year. See, like, if you're scouting players for the summer, see, as soon as the summer's done, you start scouting players for January, the next summer, and it's got to be a revolving door. For me, the long-term plan has got to be a necessity at any club.
I would say, if they're writing this season off, which to me, they seem to be, there's going to be hundreds of changes at Celtic no matter what. Peter Lawler's going to go. So if we know he's going to go, get somebody in, Celtic minded, that's not going to try and dictate to managers, who's going to do the business side of it well, but no dictate the playing side of it, if you get what I mean. Let him do that. Get him in the new, identify him, speak to him, tell him in how he sees the club, get that run up, get a scouting network set up, get your John Park back if that's who you're going to be. Let him pick his own men. Let him spend money on setting the guys up who he wants and whereabouts in the world he's got to target with so many men at this level and so many men in Australia, America, whatever it needs to be. Get a manager in and tell the manager, this is a scouting system, this is, get them all identified the new and get them in. If they're behind the scenes that we don't see them now, get them in and get everything done right. So when it does become the summer, we'll then set up to go forward as a club. Because if we keep sleeping at the wheel with us, we're a big, massive car crash waiting to happen. And the new, I would say the car crash is probably 60% done. It's just...
Well, that's another question. It's another question on that. A guy's asked us, how is this happening? It's just a car crash repeating all the time. And he's right, it is. It's just...
It's like a nightmare, we keep waking up for it.
Aye.
It's a nightmare in your bed, and you wake up and goes up to it, and you fall back into that same dream.
Mm-hmm.
This is just week on week. Well, the same things are happening, and there's no changes happening at management, board level, anything. To me, I just feel... We need Celtic-minded guys like fans on the board. We need Celtic-minded guys who want to take the club forward. It's just no interest in making money. I know Celtic's just a business about making money, and it should never be that way. That's my opinion on that.
I agree with you, mate. We all know football clubs are a business, and they need to run a business, but they've got a duty for the fans, and the way the club is running, it's not really running like a club. It's running, as you say, it is running like a business now. It's not running, everything's not getting included. And also, I've got another question here. Will Jose or Pep Guardiola work with Lawwell? That's the question.
I've only met in the Premier League.
And also, there's another question here, mate, as well, which I quite, I don't, we've probably covered it, I don't know if we have, but I'll put it to you. Do you think the board earn more personal wealth from the players' transfers than if the club qualifies for the Champions League? This might need looked into more.
Well, Lawwell gets bonuses no matter what, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. But from my perspective for that, I think what you may be saying is, did they get more money selling players like Edouard Tierney? Did they get money for that? Then they win more money for qualifying? If that's the thing, that's who he's getting it.
This, what Celtic or the board? I'm no.
Did the board get more personal wealth from players than qualifying for Europe?
That's all down to Dermot Desmond, isn't it? He'll be obviously handing bonuses at Team Banker and Dermot, to Peter Lawwell and stuff in his cell. I don't know. They won't be allowed to take so much out of it. You know what I mean? Out of the club at particular times, but. Or they'll begin to sell bonuses on Champions League. They'll begin to sell bonuses on, well, we've got 26 million for Kieran Tierney. So I would say it's just all about make money with them. They'll be happy to do all that. We've developed players, we've got them with Champions League. It's a money making business now, let's be honest. That's what it's all doing. They don't have the interest at heart that we have as supporters. We would give our last 200 quid to make sure we could get help the club. They would take 200 quid out the club. That's the difference for us in the game. I think that's where the difference is.
Well, this season has proved it, hasn't it? Fans have paid £600 for season books, they've paid for virtual passes, paid for away games that they can't even get to. Guys are paying on
the new Adidas key.
Adidas record deals. It's just a car crash repeating itself all the time, isn't it? And you don't really want to use statements like that but it just is. It's just not a good... I and the board, they're just playing Russian roulette, in my opinion, now. That's kind of my last word on it. It's just...
Can you agree more, mate?
It's very hard to take in. Then, obviously, we're going to Thursday. we'll do a podcast obviously after the game Thursday. Hopefully get a result, but thanks. See the way it's gone now, it's just don't get beat in it.
Are they gonna give him money in January to spend if he's still in the job?
I'd like to think whoever was in charge they would get backed, but do you give him another £15 million to rectify this? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't give him another £15 to rectify it, to be honest with you, that's my own opinion.
So unless in January he brings off, just for talking to beat Rangers, he brings in his new coaching staff or whatever, and we get one or two players and we see, fair enough, but I just can't see it. Do I see him getting sacked?
I've been
sacked
with that there points before then. I don't think we'll beat Kamala next week. It's hurting me to say that, but I think Kamala will come out quite good at having a game plan and setting up a structure. And I think that's what we'll do, and we'll just find it impossible to break them down. I think that would just be it. As sad as it is.
It's been good to kind of vent our anger, mate, because there's a lot of anger. I think some of the listeners and fans will kind of join us in the anger, mate, but I think now today's a day and we'll...
I think anger spoke me in half the night then.
Aye.
Common sense, to be honest with you, mate. I'm absolute fuming.
So I says, well, we're back on in after gaming Thursday. We'll review the Kamarnock game and hopefully we've got a bit more perspective about the club, but until then, mate, thanks for your time, Robert, and I'll see you again, mate, on the Celtic Now and for our podcast. Thanks, Robert.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.